A campaign blackout is now in force in Solomon Islands ahead of Wednesday's general election. Media are also prevented from reporting campaign-related material during the blackout, which started at midnight and is in place for the first time in the country. Our reporter Koroi Hawkins is in Honiara. Koroi, what's the mood in the capital?
It is really, really quiet, Sally, especially compared to all the revelry and float parades along the roads yesterday. But also, a lot of people I'm talking to are saying there's so many people that have left for the provinces to vote that it's a ghost town. So there's just a sense of waiting now as people count down to the polls opening tomorrow morning.
And are people adhering to this blackout?
It's funny you ask that, because it's just all the papers are splashed with various pictures of people holding campaign posters. I think there's even one paper that's actually got a political ad still in it. So it's a very new thing for the country. It's the first time that they're trying to have a blackout. I think it might have just been that they printed yesterday, so they thought they'd get away with it, or probably just a lack of understanding. But yeah, there's a lot of politically charged campaign-like statements in the papers, even talking about candidates' strengths and that. So the media hasn't really cottoned on to it. But last night I met a group of workers taking down billboards and banners and the like. The Electoral Commission last night was telling people not even to wear shirts with candidates' names on them, or hats or banners and stuff like that. So a mixed bag, I'd say, for that. Usually today is the biggest day of campaigning historically in Solomon Islands. Tonight is usually what they call Devil's Night here, which is when candidates go around wooing, lobbying, and allegedly or reportedly handing out cash to try and swing voters. So, yeah, it's quite a new thing for Solomon Islands to be so quiet on the day before election.
And those technical preparations, polling booths set up and so on, how are the preparations going for the election?
It sounds like everything's going to plan. Obviously, you've got massive logistical support from Australia and New Zealand. A lot of the polling kits and all of the stationery and all the like have arrived in the various constituencies. And of course, as I said, with the added resources of Australian and New Zealand transport, I think that's gone pretty smoothly, and which is quite fortunate, because it's already quite a complex exercise. The Electoral Commission right now is just reminding voters to try and check and make sure that they've got the right polling station. They've got SMS text service set up for it, and also online. They've been re-emphasizing it, because apparently last election it was quite a shambles with people running all over their constituencies trying to find out where they're supposed to vote. So they're hoping this new app and this new platform with the SMS and that will help people get to the right polling stations at the right time.
You talked before about rogue gangs threatening people of who to vote for and so on. What have police said about security so far?
They've made a big, bold statement and said there's no major threats to the national general election. Trying to reassure people, they're calling for calm, but there's been little skirmishes here and there everywhere around the country. There's videos on social media of people having it out, physical altercations on campaign fronts. So there is a lot of tension. There is a lot of, I think, a lot of very disgruntled people. As you know, members of parliament here in Solomon Islands aren't just lawmakers. They have a lot of money that they can use to develop their constituencies or curry favour with their supporters. So there's a lot of angst that you can sense among the voters that they want to get the winning candidate in, and that's always something that's very easily sparked off. So it'll be interesting to see if certain big candidates lose, how their supporters react.
I was talking there to our reporter Koroi Hawkins in Honiara.